What's going on, everybody? America Football Network here with another video today. And today we're bringing you guys our Tennessee versus Alabama prediction. But before we get started, make sure you guys like and subscribe. Comment those thoughts and scores down below. We just shouted out our score prediction winners from last week's videos. So if you want that to be you, go ahead and drop a score prediction down in the comments. And if you are the closest, you will get a shout out on our videos next week. Also, make sure you check out the description for links to our shop, our podcast, our website, and our patron page, as well as our college football roundup channel. Or you can go to our channel homepage, and on the links tab, you can click on our link tree, which will bring you to all that stuff right there. It'll have it all on there for you. So make sure you guys check all that out. But let's go ahead and get started with today's video. So we got the Tennessee Volunteers versus the Alabama Crimson Tide. Alabama comes into the game favored by 9.5. It's 3:30 on CBS this Saturday. But yeah, I thought it was interesting. Alabama was favored by 9.5. Tennessee comes in at 5-1, 2-1 in the conference. Bama comes in at 6-1, 4-0 in the conference. You look at Tennessee, who they've played and beat. They've beat Virginia 49-13, beat Austin Peay 30-13, lost at Florida 29-16, beat UTSA 45-14, beat South Carolina 41-20, and beat Texas A&M 20-13. You look at Alabama coming into this one, like I mentioned, 6-1, 4-0, against Middle Tennessee State, won that one 56-7, versus Texas, lost 34-24. At USF, won 17-3, beat Ole Miss 24-10, beat Mississippi State on the road 40-17, beat A&M on the road 26-20, and beat Arkansas 24-21 at home this past weekend. But I thought it was interesting that they favored Alabama by 10, because you look at the last 2 weeks, these are two teams who are pretty similarly compared, I would say, to a team like Tennessee. As far as the kind of game they're going to give Alabama. They beat Arkansas by 3. They beat A&M by 6, a team who lost to Tennessee by just 7. So, I thought that was a little bit interesting. I thought the line was going to be lower than that. I figured they would be higher on Tennessee. I'm not saying the line is wrong necessarily, as we'll get to my score prediction. But I just figured that they would be a little bit more higher on Tennessee than what they are right now. But you look at some series history. Alabama leads the all-time series 58-39-7. Tennessee hasn't won in Tuscaloosa since 2003. Tennessee won it last year, though. Beat Alabama last year at home 52-49 on the game-winning field goal at the end. They tore down the goalpost, threw them in the river, stormed the field, partied for 3 weeks over it. So it was... it was a big deal when Tennessee won last year. Alabama hoping they can defend home field this week. Now let's get to our keys to the game for both of these teams. Number one for Tennessee is establish a run game. Joe Milton has not been throwing the ball deep at all in this season so far early on. It's not that he can't, but he's got a great arm, but the dude is just not accurate. And I don't know how many years it's going to take for everybody to realize he just isn't accurate. He hasn't pushed the ball down the field at all. You look at his numbers. He's 112 of 182 for 1,264 yards, 10 touchdowns to 4 picks. He's barely over 10 yards a completion. You look at Jalen Milroe, though, for Alabama, on the other hand, he's got 50 less attempts, about 30 less completions, and he's thrown for about 200 more yards, more touchdowns, save about a pick. So, like, Milton is just not pushing the football down the field. The one thing that has been consistent for Tennessee, though, is their run game, and Jalen Wright in the run game. He comes in with 80 carries, 571 yards, averaging 7.1 yards a touch. So he's been tearing it up in the run game. And then, you know, there's some other guys that have been getting involved a little bit here with him. But it's mainly been him carrying the load here for the Tennessee Volunteers in the run game. And they're going to need to establish that. And they're going to need to establish it very quickly here, because this is going to be, you know, this is a game where you do not want to be one-dimensional. And I think Alabama probably has the best defense in the SEC this year. You do not want to be one-dimensional against them. Offense hasn't looked very good, but that defense has been very good. So you got to make sure that you are not a one-dimensional football team in Tuscaloosa against that defense. Got to be able to run the football and open it up, man. Let Milton throw it deep. Key number two for Tennessee, make Bama one-dimensional. Like we just talked about with them, with Tennessee, you don't want to be one-dimensional. You want to establish a run game. Well, for Alabama, you want to make them one-dimensional. They haven't been, they haven't been a very good team offensively this season. They've struggled, and, you know, which was expected when you look at what all they lose last season. So they've struggled, but they've still got some dudes. If you don't cover very good, they've still got some dudes and they can still make some plays. So you got to make this Bama team one-dimensional, if at all possible. And I think the one way to do that is to take away the run game and put the game in, make Jalen Milroe win this football game, because I don't know if he's going to be able to do that. Bama, not very good running team. They haven't really been committed to the run either. I mean, McClellan has 95 carries for 454 yards. He's averaging 4.8 yards a touch. Rodell Williams, 61 carries, 319 yards, 5.2 yards a carry. Milroe, 68 carries, 139 yards. Some of that has been from sacks. That's why he's only averaging two. But his long is 53. He has the longest run on the team all season long. So that is another thing, is not only do you take away the running backs, you got to take away his factor of running as well, which I think they can do. I think it's easier said than done, but I do think Tennessee can do it. You cannot let this guy beat you. You can't let Milroe beat you with his legs, and you got to stop the run. I mean, they're only averaging 3.8 yards a carry as a team. Tennessee gets after the passer. So it's, you know, it's not like that's going to be really a big deal as far as, you know, like the sacks. I get it. Yeah. But Tennessee has 24 sacks on the season. I'm pretty sure that has them at top five in the country. I know Penn State's number one at 27. So 24 sacks on the season, 146 sack yards. That's 146 yards that the opposing offense is going backwards. I think Tennessee's in a good spot here to be able to get after the quarterback, attack this weaker Alabama offensive line, and I think that they can make them one-dimensional and shut down the run game. You look, too, at the defensive totals here for them. You know, they've been getting after them and getting tackles for losses as well. So, and they've been swarming to the football. They got 156 assisted tackles, so they've been swarming to the football for sure. Next key for Tennessee is wear the Bama defense down. Like I mentioned, they're a very good team, very good defense. You got to wear them down offensively. You got to move the football. You got to get first downs. You got to keep your offense out there. You can't be going three and out, three and out, three and out. You know, first down, then punt. Got to get first downs. And you got to win on third down. Tennessee converting 42.3% of the time on third down. 36 to 85. You look at their first downs. They've got 128 total first downs this year. That's actually pretty good. That's pretty good. They're going to have to do that. You look at their time of possession. They only average about 25 minutes time of possession. That means the other team's averaging about 35 minutes time of possession against them so far this year. So you got to win that time of possession, in my opinion. I think as you have the weaker defense, you need to let yours rest, keep theirs out there, tear them down, and just continue to just wear them out. Run the football. You average 6 yards a carry on the ground this season. Run the football. You only average 6.8 yards per pass attempt. So that's not good at all from Milton. So you want to take some shots down the field for sure, but you really need to establish that run game back to the first key, really move the football on this Bama team and just wear them out. Now, my keys for Alabama. Number one, stop the run game. We've already talked about that one. You know how critical it is for either one of these teams to make another one one-dimensional. I think that's where the game's going to be won at, is in the trenches, particularly in the run game for both teams, the run game and the run defense for both teams. Number two, be consistent on offense for Alabama. Again, let your defense rest. Move the football. You don't have to go down the field and put a touchdown up every single time, which it would be nice if they would, obviously, but you don't have to every single time. Just move the first down chains, three, four drive, and just do that. They're converting on third down 44.0% of the time. So, a good conversion percentage there on third downs. Fourth downs are 50%, 1 of 2. But you're averaging 9.5 yards per pass attempt. That's pretty good there. You look at the rush yards, you're averaging only 3.8 yards per rush attempt. So you got to find a way to get a running offense going, getting at least, 5 yards, something like that. 5 yards a carry, 4.5 yards a carry. Because you look at Tennessee, they're going to be hard to run the football on. They come in only allowing 105 rush yards a game. Same with you, Alabama. You both come in 105.3 for Bama, 105.2 for Tennessee. So you're going to have to stop them on the run. And you got the defense to do it, but they come in averaging 231 rush yards a game. But you only average 148 and they only give up 105. So it's going to be, they got a very good run defense. It's going to be tough for Bama to move the football through the ground. I think that they're going to, the short passing game is what's really going to help Alabama the best. And I think that's probably going to be the most effective way to move the football. Number three is pressure on Joe Milton. If you can stop the run game and you can get pressure on Joe Milton, you won the football game right there. That's all you need to do right there. Stop the run game, pressure on Joe Milton, because he will fold under pressure. You look at this Alabama team, 26 sacks on the season, number two in the country. All right, they've been absolutely lighting it up, getting into teams' backfields. You look at their interceptions, you also got to be aggressive on the football, 7 picks on the season. You have to be aggressive on the football. And go after the football against Milton, because he will put the ball into jeopardy sometimes whenever he does go down the field. But whenever it's these short passes, you just got to contain him. You got to get pressure on him, make him uncomfortable, make him feel you, let him know you're there, and just make sure that you can get after him and put some pressure on him, because he has some arm talent for sure. And if you just let him, he can stand back there in the pocket and just pick you apart. So you have got to make sure that you get after him and that you're getting after him and you're making him feel you, making him uncomfortable a little bit. As I just pulled up the team sacks rank, Alabama is, let me see here, Alabama's number three in the country with 26 sacks on the season. Tennessee, number four with 24 sacks on the season. You look at sacks per game, Penn State's number one, but then Tennessee's number three at 4, Bama number four at 3.71. So, they've been good there. both teams and getting after the quarterback. And that's, to me, that's what's going to happen in this game, is who can get the most on the quarterback and who can stop the other team's run game. And I think if you can do those things, that you're in a pretty good shape. But now for the score prediction. So I've went a little bit back and forth on this game, not really between who's going to win, but if I think Bama covers or not. I think Alabama does win the football game, and I think that's, I mean, that's just a no-brainer pick. Yeah, Tennessee can upset them, but Alabama is definitely the pick if you're trying to pick the game. So I went back and forth on if I thought they'd cover or not, and I finally decided on a score. I have Alabama winning this game 27-13. I have them covering the 9.5. I just think that, you know, home field, Bama's defense, Bama's offense, I trust more. I think that Alabama is going to make the plays that they need to make. That crowd's going to be after them. The defense is going to set the offense up nicely. And Alabama's going to get a win at home over the Tennessee Volunteers. So 27-13, Alabama over Tennessee is my pick. Let me go your guys' pick down in the description, or excuse me, in the comments. Check out the description for the links to our podcast, website, Patreon page, and College Football Roundup channel. But that's going to wrap up today's video. Make sure you guys like and subscribe. Comment those thoughts and opinions down below. Help me hit that goal of 1,100 subs by the end of October. Appreciate all of you guys watching. Hope you enjoyed today's video, and we'll see you guys next time.